at the top of the hour. What do you think? Seven after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thanks to the fellow on Facebook who asked Jennifer, Doug Steffen, is he still on the radio? I guess it was a statement, or was there a question?
It was a tweet, actually. It wasn't on Facebook.
Oh, a tweet. Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody who had listened to me a long time ago and wondered, was this somebody listening to me around the country or some local
station? This is somebody that saw that I posted a news story and looked at my tweet and saw that it was on your website and said, Doug Steffen, he's still on the air?
Thanks very much. Yeah, are you kidding?
Like that.
Ah, amazing. Wait a little, 20 years from now and he asks the same thing. The Queen of Cheap is here, Roberta Fasanelli. You've been with me for a long time, Roberta. They'll be saying that about you when you look like Margaret Thatcher.
What is that, Sonny?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks, Ma. All right, so what are the highlights which you'll be reporting to us on later in the hour from the Queen of Cheap, please, madame?
Ooh, we have great deals from Bath & Body Works just in time for Valentine's Day. Believe it or not, they're still going with that, even though it's a month away.
Well, it's less than a month away.
Yeah, less than a month away. Yeah. Old Navy coupons for you and The Gap and those photo books. I love those photo books. We have a buy one, get one free for you all today on Queen of Cheap.
All suitable birthday gifts for me. Not that it's coming up or anything.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to Jen.
And when
you're
is this
getting
Jen?
Really old.
No, you are not.
Okay.
February 6th.
Yes.
We're going to send Jennifer as her prize. She's going to take a all-expense-paid cruise to the Straits of Hormuz.
There you go, Jen.
Can I have some booze in Hormuz?
Wow. A cruise. A booze cruise to Hormuz. Yes.
Perfect.
That's very good. Yep, be having a nice time. All right, so Jen, other than your infatuation with this new guy, last hour, Roberta, we had a call from somebody. Where was he, Richie? He was in some place.
Santa. He's in Indiana.
Santa Claus, Indiana.
Santa Claus, Indiana.
Yeah,
right.
My new husband.
From...
You better get it right.
Yeah. And he's produced an on...
he's starring in this new thing. It's reality on demand.
It's online. It's an online reality
and
show.
It starts today, realityondemandseries.com, and also in today's TV report. Sticking with the reality theme, we'll give you the scoop on Jersey Shore. They may be moving.
Philadelphia, Schuylkill?
I wonder if they move, if it's going to be called Santa Claus, Indiana, instead of Jersey Shore, do you think?
No.
Where would they move to? Who would have them?
And so that, okay, so here's we have a lot of television on our mind today. Roberta, for your benefit, and also for those who are not around in the last hour, as all of our hours pretty much stand alone, we don't go from one to the next to the next. Sometimes there's an idea that pops up that may be worth sharing or continuing or in some way exploiting. There's a new reality show called Wheel Housewives. It's about women who are in wheelchairs. And I took exception... And then Richie took me to task, and Jennifer did to a certain extent. This is a real reality show featuring four women in wheelchairs, and the cameras just follow them around in their daily life. It seems to me to be prurient at best. And then we started talking about all the other things over the course of humanity that have been, in essence, prurient. The gladiators and... You know, go back
NASCAR.
To that stuff, NASCAR, any of these things.
Football.
Hockey. Enjoy watching people whack themselves over the head with hockey sticks.
Mixed martial arts fighting.
Yeah, any of that stuff. Would you watch a TV show about women in wheelchairs, Roberta?
Why not?
Oh, see, there we go. Okay.
I'd rather watch a show about women in wheelchairs than women martial arts fighters.
Yeah,
because it freaks me out. Like, I have such a double standard. I don't have a problem watching men do it, but I have a problem with women beating each other in the face.
See, Doug does too. Doug doesn't want to watch men beat each other up, but he gets turned on by watching women beat each other up.
I find it intriguing.
There's so much in common.
Period. Interest.
I know. I'm okay with it as long as there's mud or jello involved.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, 800-510-8255. So also, in terms of television, the coverage of this Wikipedia shutdown, yesterday, actually, we had as a poll question, how often do you use Wikipedia? And that was, I don't know if in honor is the right way of putting it, but we had the story yesterday of the going dark, which is supposed to be, I think, today.
It is today,
and it's not only Wikipedia, Doug. It's a lot of sites online are doing it. In
Google.
Opposition of the Stop Online Piracy Act that the Congress wants to pass.
Wikipedia is the only one that's gone dark, but Huffington Post, Google, and a bunch of others have put black banners over their names.
Yeah. Well, this is a the fellow who runs Wikipedia is a man named Jimmy Wales, who wanted to join in this protest. The Stop Online Piracy Act has been something a lot of people have been talking about, very controversial. It's being debated in Congress now, and the final details have yet to be exposed. They've been proposed, but because the controversial nature of this has kept those cowards in Congress from discussing it in public, this is another one of these sneaky attempts to put something into place after hours, in the dark of night, in some way, another way of inveigling into your life something that they have no business being involved in whatsoever. Well, somebody, someplace, has gotten into this thing.
It's a blanket fix that has wide-reaching ramifications.
Right. What are we fixing?
What they're trying to stop, and it's okay that they're trying to stop online piracy. They're trying to stop people from stealing Hollywood movies that haven't even been released in China and putting them on the web for sale.
Yeah, but they're not going to stop that because you can get them something. They're going to stop it. They may stop it on web sites that originate here, but how are they going to stop?
That's exactly right. Let's say that a website in Russia gets a hold of the new Batman movie and releases the whole movie on the web. You can download it and watch it.
Yeah.
Well, they can't do anything about it in Russia or anywhere else in the world, but what they can do is any server that it goes through to get into the United States, they can make them shut it down. Now, what happens is that this server, they have to shut down the whole server, everything that they serve. Well, everything that they serve may be educational websites, maybe all this other stuff that has nothing to do with this one thing. But you can't just stop this one thing that's coming through. So that's why they're fighting it. They want to try and come up with another way, and there really is no other way. How do you stop it?
It's also very vague. The way they're wording the law is very vague, and it could, you know, even extend to if somebody, let's say, does a parody of a movie on YouTube, they could shut it down due to that, claiming copyright infringement. It's very vaguely worded.
And then the other concern is that China or wherever else, Iran, will say, any of this information that comes out of the United States, we're going to now start to censor, which we know China already does. But, you know, everywhere else around the world, all other countries could then, there could be a backlash where they could start to censor news and information that comes out of any website that's created in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So are you for it or against it?
I'm for trying to stop online piracy, but I'm against this bill because I think that it's going to really, really, really edit the web.
All right. So for those of you who are not familiar with the issue, you know how I love the ladies of the view and their points of view on things. And so here is their take on the Wikipedia shutdown.
What about this Wikipedia? What happened to them?
Well, there's a lot going on. They're getting ready to shut down tomorrow, a full day without Wikipedia. They're doing it in protest of this sort of online privacy bill that the government has come up with because they feel that some of the issues in this bill go against the First Amendment. But this, I'm telling you what they're... what they have said.
Can I just say that Wikipedia goes against my First Amendment? They tell my age on Wikipedia. And they also say that Barbara and I were married once and have a child together. So they need to do some fact-checking before they come back online, is all I have to say.
You know, Wikipedia, we take it as fact. And it isn't. It's a lot of different people. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of it is fact, but it's a lot of different people like giving Snopes information. But that's not the same as they're saying, which I don't understand.
They don't like this idea that the government is involved with this, because it means if the government starts looking, they can say, well, Wikipedia, you're factually incorrect 75% of the time.
True.
So we might have to take your behind down.
Well, they need to be chastised.
So but I don't know if it's, I don't know if the government is the person or is the body to be doing this? I think there should be an online committee put together, I'm sorry, by you know, Amazon and all the folks that do a lot of business, because this is their thing.
But we don't know what we need more information, because we don't know what this privacy bill is or what they're objecting to.
Well, the trick with Wikipedia is it relies upon people to go on, log on, and change the information. So they're generating traffic at the same time as they're giving information. Therefore, people go on to get the info and are responsible for changing
it. They make up lies.
Those things should it happen. I think everybody else should be protesting it and not go on it.
But I think Wikipedia's point is that they don't want the government body checking for accuracy or piracy, you know, because if you're watching a movie that's still in the theaters, you know, on your computer, is that piracy? I mean, it's a whole question. It's a question that has been coming up since the music guys used to have these different sites that you could go to. So this is going to be...
Well, I don't like government in there because it smells of Big Brother. But other people who have an interest in keeping things clear and keeping things honest should be involved
in that. That's what I say. I think it should be people who
here's... let's just kind of organize these thoughts in our head for a second and underscore... how I read this now, yesterday and today, we've had a lot of information about this, and there's been so much, it's been hard to sort of sift through all of it. Here's my bottom line take on it. This is big government and big business together. Big business that has something
big
at stake
business.
Here going to their pals that they have paid off with campaign funding. The corruption is so evident here. Without thought to the average person or how this will affect the freedom of speech issue or any other thing. Does it need to be somehow or other, as Richie suggested, safeguarded? Yeah. But it's so this was so poorly thought out.
Mm-hmm.
The bill was crafted by these businesses, as is usually the case.
It was crafted by
Obama,
the entertainment industry.
Exactly. Right. The Obama healthcare bill was crafted by the insurance companies. Most of the big bills these days are not crafted by people who are in Congress. They are crafted by people who were either on staff at a congressman's office, they've gone to work for some big business entity. The back and forth doorway.
Well, it's been said that this bill is Hollywood versus Silicon Valley.
Yeah, well, it is, whatever it is, it's a play on government trying, big government that has no business. Let these companies police themselves and figure out how to protect their own property. It's not the government's job to do that. It kind of reminds me of the government getting involved in a baseball strike or other things that have, there's no purview. John, I remember how disgusted I was with John. Was it a baseball strike or football? I think it was a baseball strike.
Yes.
John McCain was all over that. I remember how as much of a supporter of his that I was, or kind of am still. He's gotten a little crotchety as he's gotten older, but he still has a lot of, there's a lot that he says that I think makes sense. But when he got into that, I said to myself, why in the name of heavens do these guys in Washington have any play, pardon the pun, in the baseball strikes? None of their business. It's none of their affair. Government is involved in so many things that it has no business being involved in. If some real constitutional expert would go for it and study what goes on, we could have a constitutional challenge to pretty much anything every day.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of them. This is just plain wrong.
This could affect the DougStephan.com website. It could affect anybody's website. You post a picture from a movie, they could shut you down.
How often do you use Wikipedia? Shut down today. You use it every day, once a week.
I use it every day.
Yeah, and it's not. It's like Snopes. It's not always
It's not like Snopes at all.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yep, it is. 800-510-8255.
It is.
Yes, it is. I have the final word. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
That's Mike Soft doing that.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Was aimed at helping raise money for AIDS research. Dionne Warwick and Stevie Wonder had a number one hit. This was her second number one song. She had a lot of hits in the 60s. Burt Bacharach songs, I Say a Little Prayer, Do You Know the Way to San Jose. This joins that. She actually had a couple of number one songs with other people. This is an example of one of them.
The Spinners
in 1974, then came you, you're right,
Lucy.
Yep. She was... there's something about her that always appealed to me, but I was... I had a... this is real story time. I'm going to tell you a story that is absolutely true. You can decide whether you like it or
about
you don't
Dionne?
Like it. Yes.
Because my opinion of her changed when she was on The Apprentice.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, a lot of people, they didn't like her connection to the website?
The Psychics Hotline.
Right. She made a lot of money promoting that.
Hmm.
Anyway, many of you remember me, or perhaps if you don't, I'll tell you the quick story. One of the businesses that I have been involved in my life was running a bus operation. I have... My thread professionally has always been radio. Through my entire life, since I was 17 years old, there's never been a time in my life when I wasn't on the radio doing something. Every day, every week, every month of my life since I was in college has seen me involved being on the air. I have done other things in addition to this, and one of them was operating a family bus business that started as a little school bus company and became an overwhelming nightmare, because I, as is my wont in life, I say yes to everybody. So people were coming to me from all over communities, run my bus line here and run this bus operation there and school buses and charter buses and yada, yada. The reason I tell you the story is because I had a big, very large garage in downtown Framingham. And we were about a mile from the Framingham Reformatory. We had a prison. We still do have a prison in Framingham. And when the work release time for many of the prisoners came about, I was one of the people in the community who supported that program. And I had a lot of people working in the bus company, in the bus yard, who had been convicts. One of them was a fellow, I can't remember his name, but I can remember what he looked like. Very interesting character. The biggest con artist you could ever possibly imagine running into. Good guy, but he was a drug dealer and a drug trafficker, and he'd been in for 8 or 9 years. And he was arrested when Dionne Warwick was performing in Boston. He was providing her with drugs.
Oh.
And that's how he got arrested. Never arrested her, never came out until after the fact, way after the fact, that it was he was carrying the drugs.
So did she set him
up?
Her.
I don't know, Richie.
It was a sting operation. Dionne Warwick was undercover.
Right. Mm-hmm. But he said that he delivered her every time she was in Boston. He had for years delivered her whatever drugs that she was interested in using.
But so then he was just a drug dealer in general then.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, he was a big time drug dealer, and he'd been in. He got 8 years for it, and was in. I think he got out in 6. Worked for me for the last 2 because they wouldn't let him take real jobs, or they wouldn't let him go out in the community without. Being, you know, being super.
Did you find yourself counting your cows every day?
I didn't have a problem with this guy at all. I trusted him.
Did your cows seem high?
As a matter of fact, he was very protective of me because nobody else would give him a chance. He was one of those guys. I gave him a chance, and he was loyal. He wouldn't let anything happen to me because I gave him a chance. And that was really, the interesting story was it started around Dionne Warwick. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better. Why not start with making sure our vehicles run better, too? The seasons have taken a toll on your car and your car battery, but Sears Auto Center, featuring diehard batteries, is here to help. Come in today and ask about a free battery check so you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a dead battery. Plus, save on all Michelin tires and get a $70 Sears Award card instantly when you buy 4, so you can add another resolution to your list, saving some money. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. While card quantities last, in-store only. Ends 1/28. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The dumpster diver is here in a matter of moments. Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, has some good deals for you this Wednesday, the 18th of January, with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen, advising you not to be afraid to take risks. If you're living your dream today, have you learned how to embrace change in your life? What did I say about change yesterday or the day before?
I don't know. I think I just put this in an email to somebody.
About change equaling life and death being about sameness. I think I said life is change, death is sameness. It's pretty provocative, isn't it?
Wow, Doug.
That is good, Doug. I like that.
You know, you come to L.A. and you get all artsy, fartsy. You know,
well, given that philosophy, you know, Roberta and I should be gone.
Yeah. Well,
and Jennifer's got a few more years.
Yeah, but I used to see how healthy I am because I'm all about change. Things that are different. Things
no,
on
no,
this planet.
I mean that we've been with you for two.
Oh, no, I mean, that's not. We are different people, and we have, I think, a philosophy. You may be the most resistant to it, but you're coming along. The essence of change is what this program is all about, really. You make fun of me because we move fast through things.
Change, a.k.a. ADD.
Yeah, I understand. That's the way you look at it. Yeah, right. That's the way you look at it. That's okay.
Hey,
you're essentially afraid of change.
I am. Hey, listen, I live in Virginia, just across the border from my Maryland, my beloved Maryland, where I grew up, and it kills me every day that I don't live in my little hometown.
Yeah, your family and your religion and your politics all point to being someone who doesn't like change. However...
So my religion and my politics could play into this.
Oh, because many people who are, they're use your imagination. You want me to? You want me to really dig that hole?
Moving along.
Hey,
did you see the video I sent you yesterday from Will Smith?
I saw the reference to it, but I did not have time to open it and watch it.
Oh, what a neat guy! I mean, I've always had a lot of respect for him, but he's basically he. Talks about a lot of the things that you like to talk about.
Yes, he does.
About if you think it,
it becomes real.
It is. It's reality.
Yep. Right.
And about having open relationships with his wife. Doug really likes this guy.
Yeah, <that's it. laughs>
I told you, we had that. I talked about that a year or more ago.
Yeah.
How it is that it's impossible, and Richie always refers to me as a Cro-Magnon, but it is, in reality, impossible Well, really
it's not
and truly.
Impossible.
Well, it's pretty close
it's
to being
hard.
It's not impossible. You just have to.
Difficult.
It's what separates us from the apes, though.
No, it isn't.
Is
no.
to be able you, that's, to that's have handy a monogamous for you. Relationship.
That's back to what I said about your family, religion, and political beliefs. It's comfortable for you to be there, and that's well because it works for you. It's not. It's about.
It's about me having
you,
one more chromosome than you. That's
no, it's not. It's about you having a different idea about what stylistically works for you.
Right.
And on the planet, there are lots of different places for people like you and people like me.
It that's true.
If we were all the same, if we all believed like you did or we all believed like I do, yep. this would be a horrible place.
That's true.
Plus, this
now, if
program
everybody believed
would be,
like I did, it would be great.
Yeah, it would be perfect. You and Roberta could control the world. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I know we wouldn't be up early. We'd be doing afternoon drive somewhere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. 3 to 6 with Roberta and Jennifer.
But Jennifer, there's the thing. Then you miss happy hour.
Yeah.
No, we're done by 6. Happy hour's fine.
Happy hour.
And then
fine.
We can sleep in the next day. Yeah.
Don't let the point here, folks, is don't let your life slip through your fingers. If you live in the past, you will certainly lose. And if you worry about the future too much, I was talking to somebody last night who's all worried about what happens to her in the future. And the future is going to take care of itself. You're not going to be able to do anything about it anyway.
Okay.
You can only do something about your life today, now.
I can be deep, too.
You can?
Well, if you worry about the future, you'll never have a future.
You won't. It's always about tomorrow and not today.
Because just worrying all the time.
You must live the days of your life being present in the day. Today is Wednesday, the 18th of January. Where are you today? Hello? Are you there? Are you with it or against it? Life is not a race at all. It's a journey. And you got to savor it every day, every step of the way. And I'm somebody who was guilty of this for a long, long time, so I know from whence I speak. It was always worrying about tomorrow, and somebody came to me 20-some-odd years ago and said something very profound, very simple. Don't worry about what if. Take what is. And the what ifs are something, again, you can't do anything about. My Uncle Sam Nail, who is like my second father, taught me so much about life and living it in the moment. He was a guy who didn't worry about money. He didn't worry. He had a wonderful relationship with a wife that most other people couldn't get along with, and he did. And he had a great relationship. There was not a person, a soul in the world, who didn't like this guy. And he worried not about tomorrow. Tomorrow took care of itself. He had a plan for himself, and he kind of stuck with it. And as a result of who he was, intrinsically, this guy is a simple guy who had no real education. He grew up on the farm. It was his family's farm. I farmed it for a while Tony and I were married. We lived there after he retired and left. And it was his legacy was all about help and hope. And I think that's where I learned it from. He's very influential in my way of living and seeing things. And he was responsible for my interest in the animals and the attitude that I have toward the animals. He excuse me, taught me respect for life. And that's why I will not slaughter any of my cows. I guess my general attitude toward people, when you get right down to it, is what I say on this program. If I don't mention it once a day, it's surprising we are here to help. This guy helped more people at his expense than you could possibly imagine. There are always going to be people like him. That's, again, there are people like him who help people no matter what. Other people who wouldn't help you, they'd run you over before they'd help you. And that's just what makes up mankind. And we've sort of played with this idea, Richie, all day long, in and out today.
Uh-huh.
The differences that we all have, our preferences for things, whether it's our preferences in the opposite sex, our preferences for jobs, our preferences for what we eat, just all of these things make life so unusual and worthwhile. And I can't help but wonder here, as I'm getting really philosophical, about the Creator and if this isn't all part of the plan, which we don't have a clue about. So why worry about tomorrow? You haven't got any idea what tomorrow is going to bring. And our lives prove that every single day. You can go to the happy stuff. You can go to the sad stuff. You know, here today, gone tomorrow. I had this conversation with somebody at dinner the other night. We were talking about Tony, who literally, in 3 days, wrapped up her life and was gone. Gone! And so, you know, we, and she didn't, she had, she really was in denial about where she was going in terms of her own health until she realized she became herself again after realizing that when she thought, you know, she really didn't want to go, but she couldn't stand living in that body anymore. So she made up her mind, bingo. Yep. And that was it.
That's awesome. I want to do that.
Well, it is, you know, it's, you got to wonder what goes on in somebody's mind who is, face that, is that any different than somebody who, you know, does something in the interest of others, gives his or her life for somebody? We all know of circumstances where somebody has literally given their lives to save someone else. And it's very, it's kind of a profound thing when you get down to it. How did we get into, I don't, who knows where I was going nope. with all this, but it was today. I was thinking about
I don't
today.
Know where you were going with all this.
Well, but I think I made a point, frankly, and not at the expense of the Queen of Cheap, from whom we will hear in a moment. Queen of Cheap, and then Jennifer updates us on television. Don't forget that realityondemand.com website, which we are recognizing.
Reality on Demand series.
It's a series. That is it stars one of our listeners, and we want to tell people about it, so you want to check that out. Reality Series on Demand, is that what it's called, Richie?
Reality on Demand Series.
Series.com.
Okay. Hey, right. And Eric, if you're still listening, I got bigger guns than you do, brother.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Six is huge.
All right, 18 before the hour. Roberta, next here on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
She's the queen of cheap. The diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Oh, it's me.
Big deals today, Roberta.
Yes, let's start with Bath and Body Works. You know, they usually have things like 20% off, but today they have buy three, get three free.
Cool.
So this is a great way to stock up for the upcoming Valentine's Day holiday. You can give it to your girlfriend, your boyfriend,
your girlfriend and your boyfriend,
whatever. Old Navy and the Gap have some great deals going on right now. The Old Navy has 30% off online or $10 off $50 in an in-store coupon.
I might have just bought some yoga pants yesterday with that deal, by the way.
Oh, did you? Oh. So we have the code for you for online, and we have the coupon for you if you're going into the store. And Gap also has an extra 30% off your entire purchase. That includes all of the markdowns that they have going on right now. And again, we have that coupon code for you. Peekaboo, another great deal, another great idea for Valentine's Day or any holiday, really. Buy one photo book or calendar and get one free. This is a great gift. Now, think ahead. Think to Mother's Day, Father's Day, Grandparents' Day. Great gift for them, so you can make one photo book and get one free. Maybe by June, a calendar would be a little obsolete, but photo books last. And you'll find all of these at the Queen of Cheap site at DougStephan.com.
All right, let's get right to the television report. Jennifer Horn watching reality television series, television, episodic television, and there always are stories about the stars and their performances. People still talking about Ricky Gervais and how useless he was at the Golden Globes.
They call it the classiest raunchy show ever. Yeah, that's what people are calling the Golden Globes. But tonight, Dougie, big
news.
American Idol starts tonight on Fox,
right. Yes,
8
right.
p.m. Check that out. And mentioned earlier in the hour that the Jersey Shore might be moving. Producers are scouting another city to move the show to. They're thinking maybe Jersey City, you know, which is still kind of got that vibe, but not the same nightclubs. They're also looking into Los Angeles and Las Vegas. Vegas would be nonstop drama for them. Holy mackerel. Oprah has also unveiled her lineup of guests for her Next Chapter series, which is on this week. George Lucas is there, Sean Penn, Paula Dean, and Tony Robbins will be appearing this week. And live with Regis and Kelly, without the Regis, Kelly is getting some new high-profile fill-ins. Next week, she's going to get Kim Kardashian and an all-female week of people joining her. So it could be two girls. Who knows? Maybe it'll be live with Kim and Kelly.
Nah.
No?
No.
Kelly Clarkson has made her announcement. She has joined.
Now, that might be interesting. Kelly and Kelly.
Kelly and Kelly? Kelly
yeah,
Claire.
That might work.
It's the Kelly Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian I don't think will work. I'm interested to see who the other surprise female guests are next week. It's the 23rd through the 27th. That'll be all girls.
Yeah, I think they should combine the show with The View.
Oh, you think? You think Kelly should sit at the table?
I think Kelly would have. I think Kelly's pretty smart and have pretty interesting things to say. And I think that they move. I think the reason The View works is because there's so many different things, different a lot of different wheels moving with all those people. And I think that that would benefit a lot of shows. It's 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
News from the world of animals. The animal kingdom is where we go with Warren Eckstein. He's from the Pet Show. The Pet Show is heard every weekend. One of the great weekend shows that help you tune up, if you will, your attitude toward your dog or your cat or your pet, whatever it may be. I just read, Warren put me on to this wonderful woman named Marie Tegenius, who runs the Possum Pet Patrol here in Los Angeles. And she is one of the most wonderful human beings, what I would expect from Warren in terms of the kind of people that he would advise to take care of your cat, your dog, whatever it is. She just sent me an email because she takes care of Charlotte when I'm gone because I can't put Charlotte together with Frankie at Brendan's because Tony's dog is now there. And he's in a two-room place that doesn't allow dogs. So he's got two. And I said, well, you know, there's no room. You know, it wouldn't work. So Marie comes and she takes such wonderful care of Charlotte. And she just sent me an email because I have to go out of town for a couple of days this week talking about what are the necessary toys and treats to keep Charlotte excited or at least interested between her visits. And she understands how it is. She's very good. She's live. She must have, I don't know if you trained her or what, but she has the same attitude toward the psychology of dogs that you do in terms of what they need from us. What they give from their heart to our heart is complete, undeniable, and unconditional love. And so what we give back based on how you teach people or what they think themselves, I mean, it just depends on what your attitude is. And I guess I'm using that as a launching off point into trying to understand people that use animals in an abusive way. How in the name of heaven can you abuse these animals whose only interest is to be with you, to be cared for, if you will, maybe just brushed a little bit? I don't understand it. I can't understand that. I can understand the psychology of dogs wanting to take care and be with the people that are closest to them, but I can't understand a human being that would abuse that, Warren. Can't.
Well, you know, that's what's been driving me absolutely crazy for over 30 years is dealing with the people that abuse animals. And yes, Marie was a listener to my show for many, many years.
Really?
She actually contacted me one day and said, do you need someone to help you with your dog? So what I did, you think you're eccentric? I made her come to the house 3 or 4 times, get down on her hands and knees, see how my dogs reacted to her. And they liked her Swedish accent. I think that was...
No. Yes, she has a wonderful Swedish accent, among other Swedish attributes. Warren Eckstein, the pet show host, is here with us on Good Day. More on taking care of your animals in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Amberin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Amberin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Amberin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
There's the story of a mini Yorkshire Terrier at DougStephan.com who set a Guinness World Record as the smallest working dog. Her name was Lucy, weighs 2.5 pounds and is a therapy dog. Visits nursing homes and hospitals and rehab centers. Wow. How do you get, is it just in the personality of dogs that this kind of stuff comes out, Warren?
Socializing, exposure, exposure, socialization. That's what it's all about.
Really?
Making them feel really comfortable around all different environments, all different situations. The love comes automatically. Once they feel comfortable, they will love automatically.
Isn't that great? All right, check out Warren's website, the WarrenEckstein.com, but the PetShow.com is a good, easy place to go. 59 after on Good Day.